兄姊妹，上个月我提到一件事情是要摸到主或是被主摸到。
Last month I mentioned something about being touched by the Lord or to touch the Lord.
我回去还是再多思想一下，我觉得这个方面还是知道这方面还是非常非常重要。
When I went back home, I think about this and I feel that knowing this is very important.
所以第一个方面就是那个大麻风，他被主摸了之后呢，洁净。
Firstly, the lepers, when he was touched by the Lord, he was cleansed.
这个表明说，我们这个人哈，对罪的感觉不是只是好像我觉得我是一个不是那么好的人而已。
This shows us that our regard for sin is not merely that I'm not a very good person.
乃是说从心里面实在知道说我在圣洁公义的神面前呢，我是一个污秽的人。
But to really know that in front of a holy righteous God, I am really one who is very unclean.
然后当我们真的经历到说，哇，我这个污秽的人竟然主完全的把我洁净了。
But then to know that me being so unclean, the Lord can totally cleanse me.
然后我们的天父完完全全接纳了我这个被洁净的一个大麻风。
And our Heavenly Father can really accept one like me with leprosy.
然后我们可以从心里就说，主啊，我真的是被你摸到。
And then in my heart, I can say that truly, Lord, I have been touched by you.
然后另外一个方面，有一个瞎子，他被主摸了他的眼睛。
And then another one, a blind, was touched by the Lord.
因为他向主呼喊说，他愿意能够看见。
Because he cried out to the Lord that I want to see.
然后他主一摸的时候呢，他眼睛就开了。
And when the Lord touched him, his eyes were open.
所以弟兄姊妹，真的有的时候我们对很多事情的观念看法一直都是这个样子。
Many times our perspective of certain things is always the same.
然后对主耶稣的认识呢，好像就停留在一定的一个相同的程度。
And our knowledge of our Lord Jesus stop at a certain point.
但当我们在一个愿意寻求追寻的过程当中，主开了我们的眼睛。
But if we are willing to pursue him and seek him, and then the Lord open our eyes.
啊，他虽然觉得，对，我明白了。
And then all of a sudden we say, I really understand now.
然后我过去这样想，全部都错了。
What I had been thinking about before is totally wrong.
然后我对主的这个方面，是啊，主就是这样子。
And then with regard to this aspect of the Lord, truly, he is like this.
对，弟兄姊妹，如果我们真的这样去经历的话，我们知道说主摸了我们的眼睛，把我们打开了。
If we experience this, then we know that the Lord has opened our eyes.
还有一个血漏的妇人。
Then another woman with the issue of blood.
她已经走投无路了，她已经血漏了十二年了。
She has no way to go. She had this issue of blood for 12 years.
对，她已经走到人的尽头。
She had reached the end.
最后呢，她只能够完全无依无靠的在那里投靠主。她是我唯一的希望。
And without any help and dependence, she depended totally on the Lord.
所以当她摸了那个主的穗。
And so when She touched her garment, his garment.
对，她经历了主在她身上的医治。
She experienced the healing of the Lord upon her.
她发现有一个生命的供应呢，那个泉源流进她的身上。
She felt the transfer of life into her.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们好像没有办法的时候
，When we find that we have no way anymore.
对，我家里这样子，我没有办法。
The condition of my home is like this and there's no solution.
对，我的工作老板这个样子，我的学业这个样子，我实在是非常的困难。
My boss is like this, my studies is like this, I'm in such difficulty.
但是如果你愿意真实的好像 没有办，没有其他的方式，你抓住主的话，你会摸到主。
But when you have no other way and you hang on to the Lord, then you will find it.
所以我这一次哈，我知道有些弟兄姊妹受浸。
I know brothers and sisters got baptized recently.
所以如果我有跟你们谈交通了一下。
And I have shared with you.
当然有的我就是直接听看你们的见证。
And some I listen to your testimony.
我有特别去注意这三个方面。
I paid attention to these three aspects.
对，你在对罪的感觉里面，到底是不是真的被碰到？
With regards to sin, have you really been touched by the Lord?
对，你有没有一种的经历，是好像过去觉得是这样，但现在因为主的让我们身上转变，我现在知道不是这样。
Do you have this experience that before you were like this, and now because of the Lord, you are like this?
或是是不是我在人生上面，我觉得人生当中，我觉得好像没有什么太多的路可以走，我现在必须要投靠到主身上。
Or in your life's way, you feel there's no way out, and now you have to totally depend on the Lord.
每个人可能都不太一样。
Maybe each one is a little different.
那有的人可能这方面他被主摸着的多。
Maybe one is touched by the Lord more on this one aspect.
那有的可能是这方面比较明显。
Maybe the other one is more clear on the other side.
不过弟兄姊妹，我其实要声明一下，这个其实被主摸哈，不是只有这三方面。
But to be touched by the Lord is not limited to these three aspects.
但也许这三个方面是一个蛮清楚的一个指标。
But then these three aspects are clear indications.
然后指明我们这个人到底是不是被主摸到。
They indicate whether we have been touched by the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，不管是初信的，或是我们一直到今天已经信主一阵子的。
So whether you are a believer or you have believed for such a time,
我们愿这些被主摸到的原则呢，能够一直的在我们身上是实际的。
May this principle of being touched by the Lord be a reality in your life.
所以特别是，比如说你，如果你是第二代的基督徒。
If you are a second generation Christian,
或者说你是生长在这个基督徒家庭里的，
or you're born in a Christian family,
我们更要特别注意好这个，我们一定要被主摸到。
You have to pay even more attention on being touched by the Lord.
当你一定要想想，我到底有没有被主摸到？
You have to think, have I been touched by the Lord?
如果没有被主摸的话，你那位神永远是你爸爸的神，你妈妈的神，是你奶奶的神。
If you have not been personally touched by the Lord is always the Lord of your parents or your grandparents.
当你被主摸到的时候，你知道这是我的神。
But if you have been touched by the Lord, then you know He is my God.
如果神只是你爸爸妈妈的神而已。
If the God is only the God of your parents,
你会觉得神跟你非常的遥远。
Then you feel that this God is far away from me.
对，你来聚会你会想睡觉。
You come to a meeting and you want to fall asleep.
你会觉得很 boring, 你不晓得在干嘛。
You feel it's boring here. You don't know what you're doing here.
在生活当中你觉得主跟你没有关系。
You feel that the Lord has no relation to you.
所以弟兄姊妹，那个摸到主实在是太重要。
And so to touch the Lord is very important.
今天我是 part two.
And today it's part two.
就是我也许我这样说，我们愿意继续在深处当中能够遇见主。
We want to meet the Lord in the depths of our heart.
要遇见我们的主。
We want to meet the Lord.
在我们人生的道路上面哈，我们总会碰到一些人或是环境，造成一些我们身上重大的影响。
In our life's way, maybe we will meet certain people or circumstance that influence us greatly.
对，所以我姓马。
My surname is Ma.
对，这伯乐是马，这是一个很有名的一个成语。
There's a Chinese idiom that's very famous.
对，他那个千里马本身就是长得，听说是瘦瘦干干的，也看着不起眼。
是马。
真的吗？真的吗？
Okay. There's a horse that doesn't look that great.
哦对，说对， 但是有一天那个会看马那个伯乐呢把他认出来他是一匹千里马。
But this person, 伯乐 recognized that this is a very special horse.
哇这个马原来只是一个做苦力的一个马。
Now before this horse was just in hard labor.
对现在可以给这些尊贵的人用他们他知道是一个很好的一个千里马。
But then now it can be used by royalty, so it's a very special horse.
所以其实我们在有时候我看看以前记得一些看一些新闻啊，或者看一些报道，好像或多或少总会碰到这些看到这些事情。
Maybe you read something similar to this in the news.
对，有的打球的，他原来打得不太好。
Some you know players in sports maybe at the beginning they're very ordinary.
对，碰到一个教练调整了一下姿势，哇，就变得很厉害。
Then they meet a coach and then, you know, they did something to them and then they become so great.
对，有的歌手好像默默无名。
Or there are singers who are not very well known.
那有某个人把他写了哇某首诗歌，某首不是诗歌，就是某首歌呢，他一唱哇就很有名。
And some composer, you know, composed a song and they sang and then they became famous.
对，有的学生这个就看起来很普通
or a very ordinary student
但他碰到一个有耐心的老师去开发他教导他的时候他就变成一个很优秀的人
but then they met a teacher who's able to inspire them and then they become somebody
所以弟兄姊妹 我们需要遇见主
so we need to meet the Lord
那个尼弟兄他遇见了何寿恩姊妹
Brother Nee met Sister Barber.
然后在我们姊妹身上呢，他学到了，至少学到了什么叫做十字架的功课。
And in our sister, he learned the lesson of the cross.
然后那个 F.B. Meyer 弟兄遇见了施达德弟兄。
F.B. Meyer met Brother Stott.
然后从他身上呢，他遇见了他之后呢，他学会了什么叫做奉献。
And after he met Brother Stott, he learned what it means to be consecrated.
有一些弟兄们遇见了史百克弟兄。
Some brothers met Brother Spark.
甚至不是亲眼直接遇见。
They did not really meet him face to face.
他只是读了他的著作。
They read his works.
读了之后就好像遇到了这个人。
And by reading his works, they felt as if they met this person.
他过去服侍主是这样走，现在之后完全走不同的路。
They were serving God this way, and after that, they serve Him a different way.
所以弟兄姊妹，虽然这些弟兄们遇见了另外的弟兄。
Now these brothers met other brothers.
其实严格来讲，他们是遇见神了。
But really, they met the Lord.
对，不管是施达弟兄把这个 F.B. Meyer 弟兄带到神的面前奉献。
Whether it's Brother Stott leading F.E. Meyer to the Lord to consecrate himself to the Lord.
对，何寿恩姊妹好像把尼弟兄带到神的面前，要他对付自己。
Or Sister Barber bringing Watchman Nee to the cross to deal with self.
然后施百克弟兄把一些的弟兄们带到神的面前，知道神到底要的是什么。
Or Brother Sparks leading brothers to the Lord to see what the Lord really wants.
所以碰到了这些弟兄们，其实就是碰到了神。
So meeting these brothers is like meeting the Lord Himself.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们还是需要弟兄们的帮助。
So we do need the help of brothers.
对，如果有的人他说我其实不太需要人的帮助，这是非常有问题的。
If some people say I don't need the help of others, then that is very problematic.
但当我们遇见人的时候呢，这样一个光景是把我们带到神的面前来遇见神。
But when we meet a person, it is sometimes through this person that we meet the Lord.
我今天想要试着表达我们在一个深的地方，比较深处的地方去遇见我们的神。
Today I want to express how to meet the Lord in a deeper way.
我们现在读一处圣经哈。
Let us read a Bible verse.
那个创世纪的第二十六章。
Genesis 26.
创世纪第二十六章的第 十八节。
26:18。
创世纪26:18-19。当他父亲亚伯拉罕在世之日所挖的水井，因非利士人在亚伯拉罕死后塞住了，以撒就重新挖出来，人照他父亲所叫的，叫那些井的名字。以撒的仆人在谷中挖井，便得了一口活水井。
18:19 And Isaac digged again the wells of water which they had digged in the days of Abraham his father, for the Philistine had stopped them after the death of Abraham, and he called their names after the names by which his father had called them. And Isaac's servants digged in the valley and found there a well of springing water.
就是他是讲到说，以撒是把一个塞住的井呢，再把它挖起来。
So what Isaac did was to dig up a well that was previously covered.
而那个井是活水的，是活水井。
But that well is a well of springing water.
然后21节，以撒的仆人又挖了一口井，就一句话。
And then 21, and they dig another well.
然后22节，以撒离开那里，又挖了一口井。
And then again, he dig another well.
然后25节最后一句，他的仆人便在那里挖了一口井。
And then the last, Isaac's servant dig the well.
在圣经里面呢，有许多地方称我们的神是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
Many places in the Bible said he's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
然后这三个方面，我们感觉预表了我们的天父、我们的父、我们的子，还有圣灵。
This looks to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
所以亚伯拉罕一生他筑了四座坛。
In Abraham's life, he built 4 altars.
所以他被称为多国之他被称为多国之父。
And he's the father of nations.
我们也称他叫做信心之父。
He's also the father of faith.
所以他是在他的特点呢，就是他的信心跟他的奉献是特别的突出的。
So his faith and consecration is special.
然后好像是神工作的起头，因为他是信心之父。
And he is the beginning of God's work because he's the God of Father of faith.
所以他整个人的这个光景呢，就有点像预表我们的天父。
So his life as if it represents God the Father.
然后以撒就像我们的主是。
And then Isaac represent our Lord, the Son.
因为亚伯兰曾经要把那个以撒献上，对不对？就表明我们的天父把我们的子献上。
Like Abraham offering Isaac, it's like God the Father offering up the Lord Jesus.
然后以撒有一个特点，他是继承产业。
And Isaac, he got the inheritance.
然后那个亚伯拉罕差遣仆人帮他找了一个妻子，他也不用费太多力气，就。那个他的妻就被他带到他的面前。
And Abraham summoned the servant to find a wife for Isaac, and so he didn't really do anything.
啊，基本上他就承受他父亲的产业。
And he got the inheritance from the father.
然后雅各呢，表明是一个圣灵的工作。
Now Jacob represents the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以他一生筑了四根柱子。
And he raised 4 pillars in his life.
也就是说，圣灵把一个诡诈的雅各呢，把他转变成为一个荣耀的以色列。
And the Holy Spirit turned a very shrewd Jacob into Israel.
然后他能够彰显神的这个美丽和荣耀作为见证。
And he manifests the beauty and glory of God as a testimony.
但是我今天比较着重在以撒呢，他一生挖了四个井。
Today I want to focus on Isaac digging 4 wells.
因为井哈，在其实圣经里面那个井哈，其实都是很深的。
Now the wells are very deep.
然后在深处里面会有活水涌流出来的。
And only in that depth you will have springing water.
所以井就讲到人的深处。
So the well speaks of the depth of a person.
那个我们主耶稣他讲那个生命的时候呢，他是讲那个用一粒麦，他是用麦。
When the Lord speaks of life, he talked about a grain.
所以那个麦子， 那个生命呢是在它的深处，是在它是在里面的。
We know that the life of that grain is inside.
然后壳呢是在外面。
And then there's the husk or chaff outside.
所以基督他住在我们里面，基督做我们的生命是在我们的深处那个地方。
Christ in us, he is in the depth of us.
是在我们的灵里。
And he is in our spirit.
然后过去一阵子弟兄姊妹应该也听过一个词叫做里面的人，对不对？
I'm sure you've heard of the term the inner man.
孙弟兄的一些的交通。
I believe it's in brother son's messages.
我们有外面的人，表示我们这个旧的堕落的那一个。
There's the outward man, which is the fallen one.
然后里面那个新造的，是新的那个创造的生命呢，是叫做里面的人。
And inside there's the new creation, and that's the new man.
所以圣经里面总是把那个灵，把那个主住在我们里面，然后那个圣灵住在我们里面，那个是表明是在我们的深处。
So Christ in us, the Holy Spirit in us, is always in the depth of us.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们需要在深处遇见我们的主。
So we need to meet the Lord in the depths of our being.
而不是很肤浅的，只是在一个表面的状态下，好像遇见我们的主。
We cannot meet him in a very shallow outward way.
所以我就试着用一个大家很熟悉的撒玛利亚妇人，我们来表达这个感觉。
So I want to use a very familiar example, the Samaritan woman, to show this.
这个在约翰福音第四章。
And this is in John chapter 4.
第四章的第三到七。
From verse 3 to 7.
他就离了犹太，又往加利利去，必须经过撒玛利亚。于是到了撒玛利亚的一座城，名叫叙加，靠近雅各给他儿子约瑟的那块地，在那里有雅各井。耶稣因走路困乏，就坐在井旁。那时约有五阵，有一个撒玛利亚的妇人来打水。耶稣对他说：“请你给我水喝。”
He left Judea and departed again into Galilee, and he must needs to go through Samaria. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. There come a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, Give me to drink.
我想我就选一些念一下好了。第四章的十一跟十二节。
Then 11 and 12.
夫人说，先生没有打水的器具，井又深，你从哪里得活水呢？我们的祖宗雅各将这井留给我们，他自己和儿子必牲畜也都喝这井里的水，难道你比他还大吗？
要读吗？
要不要读？OK， 这篇先读一下。
OK， 11 and 12. The woman said unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water?Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle?
然后那个十六节到十九节就只念中文。
And then 16 to 19 will only read in Chinese.
耶稣说，你去叫你丈夫也到这里来。妇人说，我没有丈夫。耶稣说，你说没有丈夫是不错的。你已经有五个丈夫，你现在有的并不是你的丈夫。你这话是真的。妇人说，先生，我看出你是先知。 OK， 然后23节24
23-24
中文，时候将到，如今就是了，那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。25节。
25.
夫人说，我知道弥赛亚就是那称为基督的要来，他来了必将一切的事都告诉我们。 耶稣说这和你说话的就是他。
26.
好，所以弟兄姊妹，这个撒玛利亚的妇人，我试着表达 主耶稣怎么引导他从外面的这个表面呢遇见主，一直到他最深的地方能够遇见主。
So through the woman of Samaria, we want to see how the Lord led her from knowing the Lord outwardly to an inward way.
在刚开头的时候，我特别着重一点是在第四节，他说主耶稣必须经过撒玛利亚。
I want to focus on verse 4 and say he must need go through Samaria.
我先表达是说主耶稣是定义要去遇见这位撒玛利亚妇人。
So the Lord really want to go there purposely to meet the woman of Samaria.
因为这边的背景是说，通常犹太人是避免经过撒玛利亚。
The background is Jews, they try to avoid going through Samaria.
对，原本主耶稣他们正常的路途哈，是根本是习惯上是不要经过撒玛利亚。
The normal way is to not go through Samaria.
为什么呢？因为那个地方呢的人都是他们的心中的杂种。
Because Samaria is a place of mixed race.
因为以前有一些那个被占领的时候呢，那个巴比伦帝国把很多这外邦人呢跟那个犹太人混在一起。
When they were under Babylonians, they had mixed marriage between the Jews and the Gentiles.
也许有一些错误， 但不管怎么样，那个地方是很多不是纯种的犹太人，也有很多的外邦人。
So they were not pure Jews in that place, and there were a lot of Gentiles too.
所以呢，他们觉得那个地方是不洁净的。
And so they look at this place as unclean.
但是在这个圣经里面呢，他写得很清楚，主耶稣必须经过撒玛利亚。
But here it is written that the Lord must need to go through Samaria.
也就是说这边有一个就是为了这个妇人，就是为了她。
So the Lord went there for this woman.
然后主要是神知道说这边有一个人有需要。
The Lord knows that there is a person here in need.
而且也许他可能这个人也心里面也预备好了要迎接神，所以他觉得他必须定义要去那个地方。
And this one is probably ready to receive him, and so he felt that he has to definitely go to that place.
所以他就故意到了那个井旁呢，等着妇人来打水。
So he purposed to go to that well and wait for this woman to come.
有时候我想说，其实主耶稣可以到，他其实他们也没有打水的器具，在井旁也没有办法打水。
We know there's no equipment for him to draw water from the well there.
对，也许有时候我想说，哎呀，主耶稣直接到他家门口等他，其实也不错。
Well, the Lord can also go to her house and wait for her there.
因为当他讲说那个男的不是你丈夫的时候，更有震撼力，对不对？
Maybe it would be even more dramatic when you know they said that man there is not your husband.
但是他就是故意的来到一个井的旁边。
But the Lord chose to come to the well.
他想要让这个妇人知道说，在他里面有一个饥渴。
He wants the woman to know there is a thirst within her.
所以刚开始的那个时候，妇人以为主耶稣跟他讲的是那个外面喝的水。
At first, the woman thought that the Lord was talking about the physical water to drink.
他说啊，我们的祖宗雅各啊，什么牲畜啊，都在喝这些井里的水。
Because he said our ancestor Jacob, they all drank from this well, this water.
所以当主耶稣告诉他说，啊，我会口渴，你会口渴，但是我这边有一个活水，你可以喝。然后这个妇人不太明白。
So when the Lord said, I thirst and you thirst, but there is living water here, the woman does not understand.
她这个时候对主耶稣的认识，她是一位先生。这个是在十一节，她说先生没有打水器，她对她认识是一个先生。
At this point, the way she knows him is she said, sir.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我们平常的祷告，我并不是说不对，但是如果你只是注意你外面物质的需要的话， 主对你来讲可能就只像个先生。
If the focus of your prayer are your physical needs, then maybe the Lord to you is just like a sir.
但不要误会，就是说主是看顾我们大事小事的神。
Of course, the Lord looks upon us whether it's big or small things.
但是如果你对神的认识只是想到，哎呀，他可以帮助我学业，他可以帮助我找工作，如果只是在这个层面上的话，其实主对你来讲可能就像是一个先生。
But if your knowledge of the Lord is limited to He can help me with my school, He can help me with my needs, then your knowledge of Him is limited to Him being a sir.
所以弟兄姊妹，神绝对不希望我们只停留到外面属地的一些物质上的需要而已。
So the Lord does not want us to stop at this point of our physical needs.
在有一次在最近跟我们那组提过啊，我有一次偶然的机会碰到一位弟兄。
I met a brother in a unexpected circumstance.
对，我其实不认识他，所以在旁边就听他们谈话，他们都是基督徒。
I don't know them, but they were Christians, and I heard their conversation.
对，弟兄到中国好几年的时间。
The brother went to China for many years.
贫穷的地方。
Went to a poor place.
然后环境也不是那么的好。
And that place is not that great.
然后在整个吃饭跟交通的过程当中呢。
And during the meal and the fellowship.
他提到很多他们做的事情。
They mentioned a lot of things that they did.
希望能够让他们生活过得更好。
And to better the lives of the people there.
增加工作机会。
To increase work opportunity.
对，就诸如此类的这些的事情。
So things like that.
但是我没有听到一句话是讲到说是谁信主了。
But I didn't hear anything about who got saved.
所以弟兄姊妹，神要我们，所以也许我们花了很多的力气，做了很多满足我们身体上的需要。
So maybe we do a lot of things to satisfy our physical needs.
对，但是这不是我们主最终的目的。
But that is not the ultimate purpose of God.
我们需要在我们最深处能够遇见我们的神。
We need to meet Him in the depths of our being.
然后当那个妇人被主点出来她的那个感情生活。
When the Lord point to her relationships,
她有曾经有过五个丈夫。
She had five husbands.
现在同居的根本已经放弃结婚了，或是说她现在根本还没结，根本不结婚。
And the one who's living with her right now is not her husband. Maybe she has forsaken the idea of marriage.
但是感谢主，因为神把这个妇人里面的那个需要把它暴露出来。
But then the Lord revealed that inner need of this woman.
这些可能是这样，这个女的的确有很多感情上的需要，结果找了一个不行，找了下一个又不行，一连找了五六个，到今天这样一个光景。
Truly, she has a need for a relationship, and so she. Found one, it didn't meet her need. She find another, still didn't meet her need.
所以神把他那个魂里面的那个需要呢，把他整个暴露出来。
And so the Lord show her that need in her soul.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们信主呢，绝对不是信一个宗教或是一个感情交流的地方。
When we believe the Lord, we're not believing in a religion or in a place.Where you can have relationships.
这不是一个社交，或是让我们心里面感觉很舒服而已。
It's not for social relationships so that you feel good inside.
或是让我们在知识上面感觉很充实而已。
Or you are full of knowledge.
因为当这个妇人看到这个，当主耶稣点出来这个妇人的需要的时候
，So when the Lord pointed out her needs.
夫人说：“哇，先生，你是先知了。”他说：“我看出你是先知了。
”And then she responded like, "I know you're a prophet."
对，主是先知不错，但是这个妇人只是觉得他是一个人，然后会讲 神的事情是那种先知。
Of course the Lord is a prophet, but then to this woman, the Lord is just a person who can tell prophecy.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我们只是在头脑上去认识主，
If we know the Lord in our head,
在感情的依赖上面去认识主，
or emotionally we depend on the Lord,
那也许主对你来讲只是一个先知而已，就是跟神有点关系的一个先知。
Then maybe the Lord to you is a prophet who is kind of related to God.
所以主耶稣在这边做一个很奇妙的工作。
And so here the Lord did something wonderful.
他好像在把一个塞住的井把它挖在那边挖。
It is as if he's digging out this well that has been covered.
对，他从外面的需要，他这个魂里的需要，他一直把它这样挖。
He kept on digging that need in the soul.
好像慢慢清通了之后呢，那个妇人好像就突然可以被带到一个深处的地方。
And when it has been dug clear, she can be brought to a deeper place.
然后主告诉她说，你必须要从你灵里面呢来认识主。
And the Lord told her that you need to know the Lord in your spirit.
你不是一个什么做礼拜，什么耶路撒冷又在什么山上做礼拜而已。
You don't worship like in Jerusalem in the mountains only.
然后我们的神要我们从灵的深处呢，在里面跟他有直接的交流。
God wants us to communicate with Him in our spirit.
所以当主把这个妇人的井呢，把它挖开之后呢
，So when the Lord dig up this well of the woman,
然后这个妇人在灵里面遇见了我们的主。
Then in her spirit, he met the Lord. She met the Lord.
所以当这个主耶稣讲到第十四节的时候
，So in verse 14,
他说：“人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。”我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。
But whosoever drinks of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life.
这个泉源哈，就是前面那几节讲到说，主耶稣来到井的旁边是同一个字的。
This springing up of water is the same word when in the first few verses, we talk about the Lord coming to the well.
也就是说，主耶稣在这整件事情里面。
So in this whole thing,
他告诉我们说，我们这个人是一个井。
It's saying that we, a person, is a well.
当我们能够喝主的水，就等于是一个活水的泉源从我们里面的深处涌流出来，这是一个井。
So when we can drink from the Lord, then we are like a well with springing water.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们需要被主带到我们的深处，能够遇见他。
So we need to be led by the Lord into the deepest part of our being.
我上次其实做了一点个人的见证。
Last time I mentioned my own testimony.
因为我也是突然发现说，原来我在信主的过程当中，的确那三次我不能忘记的经历是被主摸到的。
I remember those three times that I couldn't forget. I was touched by the Lord.
所以当OK， 当我在那个四月二十四号遇见我们的柯姊妹。
And on April 24th, when I met our sister Ke.
对，她引导我，叫我里面突然通了，知道要怎么信主。
She led me and I realized in me how to believe in the Lord.
然后我回家之后呢，也许二十四号或二十五号，我忘了是哪一天。
And when I went home, I don't know if it's 24th or 25th of that month.
对，在那一天我知道我遇见了主。
I know that I met the Lord that day.
我知道在我心里面呢，我决定我要接受他到我心里面。
That in my heart, I decide to receive him into my heart.
当我里面有这样一个感觉的时候呢，我感觉我整个重担就下来了。
And when I felt this, I felt also that the burden has fallen.
然后当我信主之后呢
？And after I believed in the Lord.
其实我是一个很迟钝人，很多感觉并不是那么深刻。
I am kind of insensitive. I don't feel very deeply about things.
但是有一件事情我是感觉蛮深的。
But there was one thing that I felt deeply.
就是说人的爱真的非常有限。
It is that the love of man is so limited.
然后人的爱好像是一个固定的量。
And the love of man is only a certain amount.
对，你分一些给爸妈，分一些给女朋友，那就没了。
You divide it up, you give some to your parents, some to your girlfriend, it's gone.
对，你没有多的东西，多的爱能够分出来给别的。
You don't have leftover love for other people.
但是我信主之后，突然有感觉，我觉得我里面有一个水龙头。
But after I believe in the Lord, I felt like there's a faucet in me.
然后那个水龙头有一，就像有一个爱的泉源呢，是在里面涌流出来的。
And that faucet has that love springing out there.
你如果用那个爱的话呢，你发现那个爱是没有限量。
If you use that love, there is no limit to it.
对，你不会觉得左经右轴，就是你不会觉得很拘谨，好像一下用就用掉这样，不会这样。不会那种感觉。
You won't feel that, oh, you used it and then it's gone.
所以这是我出信的时候的我感觉我碰到主，遇见主。
This is how I met the Lord when I first believed.
然后有一点点在深处里面碰到主的经历。
And I met the Lord in the depths of my being that way.
然后我们再请翻到路加福音第五章。
Now let's turn to Luke chapter 5.
第五章的第一节到第十一。
From verse 1 to 11.
对，我可能就不仔细念了。
Not going to read this all.
就是说有一次一大堆人还有主耶稣在一个湖边。
There was a crowd with the Lord on the lakeside.
因为在那个岸边说话不太方便，所以就坐了那个彼得西门彼得的船呢，到湖的边那边去讲。
And it was not very convenient to speak on the bank, so the Lord took the boat of Simon Peter and went to the side.
这边讲的那个情景哈，有一点像。主耶稣讲撒种的比喻的那个情景，但是我也不敢百分之百确定他讲了撒种的比喻。
That scene seems to be like when he speak of the parable of the sower.
然后呢，彼得他们前个晚上呢打了一整夜的鱼。
And the night before, Peter and company were fishing the whole night.
那完全没有任何的收成。
But they didn't have any catch.
然后主耶稣在讲完之后呢，叫彼得他们把船开到水深之处。
And after the Lord spoke, he told Peter to take the boat to the deep.
水深的地方。
Where the water is deep.
然后叫他们下网。
And then they were told to let down their net.
彼得有点不愿意啊，因为已经试了一整晚了。
Peter was kind of hesitant because he had tried the whole night.
但他愿意顺服。
But then he was willing to submit and obey.
当他们把一大批的鱼捕上来的时候
，When they had this huge catch，
然后彼得突然有个感觉说：“主啊，我是个罪人，你离开我吧。
”And Peter all of a sudden said, "I'm a sinner, depart from me."
然后呢，在这个事情过了之后呢，他们就把两只船拢了岸，撇下所有，跟从了耶稣。
And then after this.They took the boat to the bank and they left everything and followed the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，彼得在这边，他在一个水深的地方，他遇见主。
So in the place where the water is deep, Peter met the Lord.
其实我每次读到这个故事，我都是在主面前再重新思想主彼得到底发生了什么事情。
Whenever I read this, I always think what happened to Peter here.
但是我们知道彼得过去。曾经在施洗约翰的那个时候呢，他的兄弟安德烈带他去见过主耶稣。
We know that in the time of John the Baptist, his brother Andrew led Peter to the Lord.
然后主就给他这个名字叫彼得。
And the Lord gave him this name Peter.
对。那后来呢？根据马太福音记载呢，他们有一次。也跟了耶稣，那个安德烈跟彼得也跟了耶稣。
And in Matthew, it was recorded that Andrew and Peter followed the Lord.
但是我们不太确定为什么后来他又跑回去打鱼就是了。
But we're not sure why he went back fishing.
但一个一个可能性，我在猜想，要不然就是彼得他有点那时候有点后退，要不然就是主耶稣看他不行，叫他先回家。
Thinking there's a possibility either he backslid or the Lord see that he's not okay enough and so told him to go home.
对不起，完全是我个人的猜想。
This are my own guess.
那个尼弟兄以前就发生过这种事情。
Brother Ni experienced this before.
他刚开始想出来服侍主。
When he first came out to serve the Lord,
他们这个不是住家里的，根本就是完全住在那个被训练要学习服侍的地方。
They're not living at home. They were living in that training center for service.
就带领的姊妹一看，哎呀，不像样。
And the responsible sister see that he's not up to standard.
早晨也不早起。
He didn't get up early.
然后穿衣服又穿得这么好。
And he wore very nice clothes.
有点懒。
And kind of lazy.
回家吧。
So he said, well, you should go home.
所以弟兄姊妹，彼得好曾经似乎是愿意跟随主。
So Peter kind of was willing to follow the Lord previously.
但是好像是在这一次他在水深之处遇见主之后呢，他就真的是定下来跟随主。
But it is during this time in the depths of the water where he met the Lord that he really decided to follow the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，彼得是个渔夫。
Now Peter is a fisherman.
渔夫其实原本没有什么太多骄傲的地方。
Now, to a fisherman, there's nothing much to be proud of.
但是他最强的就是打鱼。
But, of course, his strong point is fishing.
所以主耶稣在他一个最强的一个地方呢，把他打垮。
So the Lord kind of struck him at his strongest point.
把他折服了。
And let him surrender.
所以弟兄姊妹，你有没有想过你最强的是什么？
Have you ever thought what's your strongest point?
有一个比方，其实 Andrew 有提过。
There is an example. Andrew has mentioned this before.
对，我虽然不会下围棋，但是对围棋以前有点兴趣。
Even though I don't know how to play Go, but I do have some interest in it.
然后当那个人工智能的围棋出来以后，
When the computerized Go came out,
或是这样讲，我在90年代的时候呢，看过新闻是 IBM 的人工智能打败了世界职业冠军的你们叫 chess 叫国际象棋。
I know that in the 90s, like the IBM created chess.Player beat
artificial
intelligence chess player defeated the chess champion.
我那个时候想，我有生之年绝对不可能看到电脑的可以用围棋打败人。
And I said, in my lifetime, probably the computerized Go cannot really beat.
不是 probably 是不可能。
Oh, it's impossible for that computerized Go to beat a person.
那结果这几年我就不是亲眼目睹，就是我看到这些报道，这些最强的职业棋士完全被打垮。
And then lately I've seen that this professional Go player has been beaten.
然后1000年以上的这些已经公认是最好的走法完全被打破。
So all of this best practice has been destroyed.
然后我们普通人已经，其实我已经很震撼了。
And so I was already shocked by this.
但是我去想象那些职业棋手，最顶尖的职业棋手，他们的震撼可能比我们大过百倍。
And probably those professional players are, you know, 100 times more shocked than me.
对，他们所多少年来根基于所学的东西，那个最根基础的东西完全被掀翻了。
So what they have learned, you know, everything that they have learned, you know, has been turned upside down.
所以弟兄姊妹，彼得也许没有太多值得骄傲的地方，但是他至少他还打鱼打得好。
Maybe Peter does not have anything to be proud of except, you know, fishing. Maybe he's good at it.
这可能是他人生当中唯一一个可以稍微拿出来讲的东西。
Maybe this is one thing that he can talk about.
但是就是因为这一点点的骄傲，好像可以拦阻一个人真的完全的投靠主。
But then because of this pride, it hinders him from really depending totally on the Lord.
当那一个点呢，他完全被主掀翻以后
，When that point has been turned by the Lord，
这个人呢，只能够完全的服下来。
So this person can only really bow down to the Lord。
所以当他服下来的时候，他真的亲眼看见，真的亲眼知道说，这位是神的儿子。
So when he bowed down and submitted to the Lord, he saw that this is the Son of God。
所以他并不是叫主离开他。
He's not saying to the Lord to leave him.
他的感觉是说，主啊，我现在真的是在永生神的面前。
But he felt right now I'm in front of the living God.
这位最大能、这位圣洁、这位没有瑕疵的永生神的面前，我现在就在遇见他了。
This Almighty Holy God, now I'm before him.
那我算什么呢？
And who am I?
对，我只是一个罪人。
I am just a sinner.
我根本配不上能够遇见你。
I don't deserve to see you.
但是我愿意认识你。
But I'm willing to know you.
这个是彼得里面一个深处的一个感觉。
This is what he felt at the depth of his being.
所以弟兄姊妹，这边有很多的人哈，他们可能假设他们听到撒种的比喻。
So there are many people here. Maybe they have heard of the parable of the sower.
所以他们听到了一些的道理。
They've heard of this teaching.
然后也有人跟着彼得一起撒网打鱼。
And there are people who were fishing with Peter.
哇，他们也经历了这个，也算是神迹了。
And they have experienced this miracle.
但是可能只有真正只有一位彼得呢，他是在深处呢。在这个地方水深之处遇见了主。
But then there's only one, and it's Peter, who here in the deepest part of the water really experienced the Lord himself.
所以弟兄姊妹，在我们的经历过程里，
So in our experience,
也许你觉得我啦，可能脾气还不错。
Maybe you feel I'm pretty good tempered.
那你可能在某个方面很有才能。
Or you are pretty gifted in certain areas.
对，在那个某个方面，觉得你很能够处理人际关系。
Or you are very good at dealing with people.
或者说你真的很会做事情。
Or you're good at accomplishing things.
所以你各式各样的，你好像有你的强的地方。
You have your strong points.
但是当有一天
，But then one day，
好像你在这个方面，你发现你无能为力的时候。
But in this particular point, you are so weak and no strength at all.
对，你发现你在这个地方你被主折服了。
And you are conquered by the Lord on this point.
所以其实弟兄姊妹，那个时候我们知道我们遇见了主。
Then at that point, you met the Lord.
我们谦卑下来，我们知道主，我不能，但是主能。
You humble yourself and you say, I can't, but the Lord can.
所以弟兄姊妹，我要鼓励各位。
So I want to encourage all of us.
我们碰到一个人的尽头呢，不要害怕。
When you reach the end of yourself, don't be afraid.
我们在那个最尽头的地方呢，你知道主就等在那里。
At the end of yourself, the Lord is waiting for you there.
当我们承认，当我们被折服，当我们完全投靠主，不行投靠主的时候，主就在那里。
When we admit it, when we're conquered by the Lord, and when we know we can't, the Lord is there for us.
然后当我们继续看路加福音第五章
Let's continue Luke chapter 5
27节
Verse 27
这是以后耶稣出去看见一个税吏名叫利未坐在税关上就对他说你跟从我来他就撇下所有的起来跟从了耶稣利未在自己家里为耶稣大摆宴席有许多税吏和别人与他们一同坐席
After these things, he went forth and saw a publican named Levi sitting at the receipt of custom, and he said unto him, Follow me. And he left all, rose up, and followed him. And Levi made him a great feast in his own house, and there was a great company of publicans and others that sat down with them.
一个地方我要插开，你们要翻也可以不看翻没关系，好，是在撒母耳记上的第三章第四节，我念一下。
In 1 Samuel 3,
第三章第四节。
3-4.
对，撒母耳记上三章第四。耶和华呼唤撒母耳，撒母耳说：“我在这里。”
The Lord called Samuel, and he answered, "Here am I."
这个我先提一下，我在这里这个词哈，就是 behold， 就是看哪的同一个字。
The phrase here, "Here am I," is the same as the word "behold."
对，这等下我会提哈。
And I'll mention that later.
这个立位哈，虽然他是在税关上。
Well, Levi was in the receipt of custom.
在这个圣经的记载里面呢，用非常简短的语句来描写一个立位一生的一个转捩点。
It used very brief language to describe the turn of Levi.
简单讲一下，就是这个税吏呢是帮罗马帝国收犹太人的税。
So the publican or tax collector, they collect taxes for the Romans.
然后罗马帝国给他们一个权利，他们可以任意的多收税，放在他们成为他们自己的钱。
And the Roman Empire gave them the authority to collect more, and they can keep the more to themselves.
对，所以大家可以想象犹太人是非常痛恨这种同胞。
And so we know the Jews hated this tax collector.
然后这种人也非常有钱。
And these people are rich.
所以你会发现他那个一起来跟从主的时候就马上大摆宴席，不用去筹钱，他马上大摆宴席，很有钱。
But after he followed the Lord, he can host a great company. You know, he does not need to goLook for money.
就所以我们其实我也是根据前面年长弟兄的帮助，就是来思想一下立位到底在他的深处里面发生了什么事情。
So according to elder brothers, what is in Levi?
就说为什么这样一个立位能够撇下所有的起来跟随主？
Why such a person can leave everything and follow the Lord?
在他遇见主之后呢，他愿意放弃这些现成的利益，完全起来跟随主。
After he met the Lord, he can leave all these things and follow the Lord.
马太真的是一个非常隐藏的人。
Matthew is a hidden person.
所以我相信在他跟随主之后呢，其他人一定会问他信主的见证。
After he followed the Lord, I'm sure people are going to ask him about his testimony.
因为这个人比较特别，他比较像那个马云撇下一下所一切所有。
He is kind of
那个 Amazon 的老板撇下一切跟随主。
He's kind of different, you know. He's like, for example, like Jack Ma or like a CEO of Amazon, you know, who left all their wealth.And follow the Lord.
对这种人，我们一定很有兴趣嘛。
Of course, we are very interested in people like that.
可是很奇怪，马太、马可、路加记载他的事情的时候，都就是简短的一句。
But then in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, they all recorded very briefly about him.
但是他们写的时候呢，都同样写一件事情。
And they wrote the same thing about him.
他们说耶稣看见了马太坐在税关上。
They said that the Lord Jesus saw this tax collector in the seat of custom.
他们都同样这样写。
They wrote exactly the same thing.
所以很可能当马太做见证的时候。
So probably when Matthew made this testimony,
他可能是这样说：我那天当我遇见主的时候呢。
Maybe he said, that day when I met the Lord,
我是被主看见了。
I was seen by the Lord.
他对这个被主看见特别有感觉。
he felt deeply about being seen by the Lord.
因为他在马太福音用了62次的看啊。
Because he used 62 times see in the book of Matthew.
整个新约那个看啊 ，behold 那个字哈、啊，他大概用了马太福音就用了三分之一，将近三分之一。
So it in just in Matthew that word behold.
在新约里面他就用了三分之一。
In the New Testament, it was used a third time.
One third of all the time. Being used by Matthew.
So he felt deeply about being behold.
So when we try to feel what Matthew feels,
Probably he is shameless as a tax collector.
对，因为大家都很恨他嘛。
Because people are mad at him.
而且他不是躲在后面收税的，他直接在税关上公开的跟你面对面这样收税。
He is not hiding. I mean, he's sitting in the custom and face to face, he's collecting your taxes.
对，他要会计算，他脸皮要厚，这些东西，他就是这样一个人。
He can count and he has a thick face. You know, he's such a person.
所以他在那个税关上面呢，他可能看见过千百个人经过。
And probably in the custom, he has seen, you know, thousands going by.
你可以想象哦，有的呢对他向他看的眼睛里面是愤怒的。
Some look at him with hatred.
对，鄙视的。
Or despising.
那有人要逃税的话，可能就是很狡猾，要掩饰这样。
Or some are very shrewd and sneaky because they want to cheat.
对，有人要这个讨价还价，要跟他斤斤计较，这些眼睛他都看在眼里。
Some wants to bargain, and so he can see their eyes.
对，很多当然很多愤怒看不起他的这些眼神，他早就看习惯了。
But for the angry ones or those who hate him, he's used to them.
但是有一天有一个人。
But then one day, one person came to the custom.
他看到主的眼睛，他发现主的眼睛是跟所有人都完全不一样。
But he see this eyes of the Lord that's totally different from the rest.
当主看他的时候
，and when the Lord see him,
他知道这个主呢会责备他，但是他是可以接纳他的一位主。
He knows that this Lord can rebuke him, but then this Lord can also accept him.
他知道他那天他被主看见了。
And he know that day he has been beheld by the Lord.
好像 X 光一样，那个主把他整个人看了一遍。
It's like the X-ray. The Lord saw through him.
那个看实在太厉害。
That seeing is very different.
那个看。足够叫他撇下一切来跟从主。
That beholding is strong enough to let him leave everything and follow the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，在这一点上面，我要鼓励各位哦。
So I want to encourage all of us here.
当你在家的时候，一个人安静。
When you are by yourself and you quiet down.
你要学习向主完全的敞开。
You have to be totally open to the Lord.
完全的敞开。
Totally open.
你是怎么样的一个人，怎么样的状况，你要向主完全敞开，不要有任何的隐瞒。
How you are to be totally open to the Lord and you should not hide anything.
可能在你成长过程当中，有些事情叫你感觉，叫你变成一个有点像自卑的人。
Maybe there are things in your, when you're growing up, you make you feel like lack of self-confidence.
或是你变成一个骄傲的人。
Or you are a very proud person.
其实有的人里面很多的扭曲啊。
So there are many things twisted inside.
对主的冷淡。
Being cold to the Lord.
对事情的忧虑。
Being worried about things.
我是个软弱的人。
Being weak as a person.
对我碰到好多的事情。
I encounter so many things.
弟兄姊妹，你一定要向主完全的打开。
You need to lay this all out before the Lord.
让主的眼睛呢，看你这个人。
And let the eyes of the Lord look at you.
没有办法有任何的隐藏。
Then there's nothing else to hide.
是弟兄姊妹，你愿意这样做的话。
If you are willing to do this,
你知道你会遇见主。
Then you will meet the Lord.
因为你把你那个里面最里面所有的光景呢，全部向主倒出来了。
Because you have poured out all your conditions before the Lord.
对不对？你对你丈夫不满意。
You're not happy with your husband.
对你小孩不满意。
You're not happy with your kids.
对你爸爸不满意。
You're not happy with your father.
对学校对工作这个很多的忧愁，前途怎么办？
With your school, with your work, you have a lot of worries. You don't know what's in the future.
你要向主完全敞开。
You need to be totally open to the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，这也许我今天可能是试着，就是我们在深处能够遇见主的几个光景。
So brothers and sisters, I want us to have this new condition of how to meet the Lord in the depths of our being.
你要我们要有个心愿。心愿啊，强烈的心愿，我要遇见主。
We need to have a strong desire that we want to meet the Lord.
那个 behold.
And that behold.
那个看啊，在马太福音里。
That behold in Matthew.
除了说写到这边你要注意了。
It says pay attention.
或是说有地方说看啊，这个有一位比所罗门更大，要看主。
Or he says, look to the Lord, he's greater than Solomon.
但当我这次读的时候呢，我有个感觉哦。
But then this time when I read it, I feel this way.
因为以色列人有一个习惯。
Now the Israelites have this custom.
就像那个撒母耳的回应。
Like how Samuel responded.
他们讲这句话的时候是说，主啊，请看，我在这里。
When they speak of beholding, they say,Lord, here I am.
对，主啊，看啊，我在这里，在你面前，来到你面前。
Lord, look, I'm here before you.
我在这里要答应你对我的呼召。
I'm here to say yes to what you bids me.
所以我突然有个感觉，就是说，马太福音里面，好像马太有一个呼喊。
So Matthew has a cry.
经过了这么多年之后。
After so many years.
他写马太福音或是这些福音书，他回想当初的时候，他仍然记得主怎么看他。
He looked back and remembered how the Lord looked at him.
仍然记得主的眼神。
He remembered the eyes of the Lord.
所以马太福音里面充满说，主啊，我在这里，求你呼召我，我愿意接受你的呼召来跟随你。
And so in Matthew, there's full of, here I am. I'm here to listen to your bidding.
那个圣徒诗歌有首诗歌539。
In the hymnary 539.
这位瞎眼的姊妹 Fanny Crosby 写的。
It's written by Fanny Crosby, who was a blind sister.
第二节
In the second verse
这个讲到他对主的一个爱慕，将来要见主的时候他的心中的想法。
This talks about her love for the Lord and how she looked forward to when seeing the Lord face to face.
第二节前面两句他说，我心要如何震动，当我见他久慕脸和他慈爱发亮眼睛的光辉。
Oh, the soul's thrilling rapture when I view his blessed face and the luster of his kindly beaming eye.
对，她是个瞎眼的姊妹。
She is a blind sister.
但她知道说有一天呢，她要见到那位发亮的眼睛的，那个有发亮光辉的眼睛。
But one day she's going to meet her Lord with his beaming eye.
第四节最后一句，第四节最后两句。
And then fourth verse, last two lines.
然后与蒙爱者同欢唱，喜乐歌声无穷尽。但我第一羡慕是见我救主，就是 meet my Savior.
In the glad song of ages, I shall mingle with delight, but I long to meet my Savior first of all.
第一羡慕是 meet, 遇见我们的主。
So first of all, it is to meet my Savior.
所以弟兄姊妹，这应该是我们心中的一个喜乐的一个愿望。
This should be a joyous hope in us.
每一个真正得救的神的儿女，都有权利能够遇见我们的主。
Every single saved believer should want to meet the Lord.
我不唱了，大家回家自己唱。
You can sing at home.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
在我们人生路程当中
，in this way of life,
你必须来见到遇见我们。
Lord, you have to come meet us.
我们觉得何等的稀奇。
We think it's so wonderful.
主啊，愿我们真是在我们的深处清清楚楚的、活活泼泼的遇见你。
But may in the depths of our heart that clearly and livingly we will meet you, Lord.
遇见你，我们知道你是那位又真又活的神。
Meet you that we know that you are the real and living God.
遇见你，我们身上就有奇妙的改变。
And if we meet you, then there will be amazing change in us.
不再走过去的路。
We won't walk the way of the past.
我们放下一切跟随你。
And we will leave everything to follow you.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
This we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.